52. Hayden. Hayden didn't waste time on greetings, not right away. He had wounded rangers who needed attention. He turned away from Nathan and toward Hicks, digging into the chief ranger's thigh pocket for a patch before removing his helmet and helping him open the combat armor. "I've enough," he said as she shoved the dead Reaper off her and rose to her feet. "Help Jackson."
"Roger, Sheriff," she replied, moving to where Jackson was laying on the floor trying to tend to her own leg wound.
"Hayden," Nathan said, coming up behind him. "I appreciate you showing up when you did, Nate," Hayden replied without looking. "More than I can express in words. Give me a minute to patch up my ranger." He tore the sleeve from Hicks's undershirt, revealing the deep gash beneath. "Hurts, doesn't it?" "Shut up," Hicks replied, smiling. He looked at Nathan. "Thanks for the save, General." "Anytime," Nathan said. Hayden tore open the patch and placed it against the left side of the wound. It clung to the flesh on its own, and he pulled at it, dragging it across the wound edges so the skin was joined together again. Then he brought the patch down and put light pressure on the center to seal it. "You'll wind up with a scar, but otherwise you'll be fine," Hayden said. "Only 50 more and I'll be caught up to you," Hicks said, half grinning. "Hayden," Nathan said again. "Do me a favor," Hayden replied. "Check on Brian. He might be getting up again by now." "He won't get up again. Caleb's got him under control." Hayden froze at the name. His head turned slowly back toward Nathan. "Did you just say Caleb?" "Pause," Nathan replied. "Sergeant Caleb Card?" "Pause." Hayden's heart started racing. Caleb Card was here? Shit. You should have opened with that. The whole reason I'm here instead of Sanisco is because I was trying to get a new ick for Nat. She wanted to find him. "I already found him," Nathan said. "Or rather, he found me."
"What the hell is going on out there?"
"I was hoping you could tell me." "Hayden." Nathan paused. His faceplate slid up, revealing the tired human eye and a weary, sweaty face. "Eden Rise is gone." Hayden felt like he was punched in the gut a second time. Even Hicks reacted to the news. "What?" the chief ranger whispered. "Gone. Destroyed."
"What about the shield?"
Hayden asked breathlessly. "It couldn't hold. There were just too many."
"Trife?"
"It started with Trife. It finished with
tentacle monsters,"
Hayden interrupted. Nathan nodded. "You've seen them."
"Pause.
We killed a big one, and then we found a room full of their egg sacs, probably 100 of them or more. We lost good people doing it."
"I lost thousands, Hayden. In less than an hour. Caleb's the only reason any of us survived."
"Who is he?"
"He's got some story to tell, but I'll let him tell it. The good news is he seems to be on our side."
"I'll take all the good news I can get."
"I don't have much more of it to share. We're in a bad spot, Hayden, and I'm not sure we can get out of it."
"We have to try." Hayden turned back to the Rangers. Jackson was patched and on her feet, Ivanov helping to support her. Hicks was holding his patched arm against his chest, looking down at Bach.
"His wife just had a baby," Hicks said.
Hayden clenched his teeth, hit a third time. He knelt beside the ranger, removing the destroyed helmet. Bach's face was unrecognizable.
"Hicks, your bucket."
Hicks passed it over and Hayden lifted Bach's head, sliding the helmet down and clicking it in place. Then he slid his hands beneath the body, lifting it up.
"I take it you have a ship," Hayden said.
"It's parked outside near your chopper," Nathan replied.
Hayden looked past Nathan as Bryant got back to his feet and started walking toward them. Hayden grabbed his revolver, raising it toward the Koron-infected man.
"Wait," Nathan said. "He's not a threat."
Hayden saw it now. Bryant had an empty look on his face, his body shuffling like a zombie.
"Cart?" he asked. "Sort of."
Hayden didn't ask him to elaborate. It was better to let Sergeant Card explain for himself. He turned and started up the steps carrying Bach. The building was in ruins around them, small fires threatening to turn into much larger ones at any moment. He kicked the remains of the cellar doors out of the way, moving through the room with the stage. Bodies littered the floor, including the thugs the Rangers had downed. The cages had broken free of the beams suspending them, falling sideways to the floor. The dancers were still locked in, trapped and terrified.
"Help us!" one of them shouted.
"Hold on," Hayden said to them. "We'll get you out."
Nathan went over to the first cage, grabbing the top in his powerful hands and tearing it away. The women climbed out as he did the same to the other one.
"Hurry," Hayden said, directing them toward the exit. The smoke was getting thicker, the fires beginning to spread.
"This way," Ivanov said, trying to guide them out.
"Hurry."
The women ran out ahead of them. Hayden trailed Jackson and Hicks, with Nathan at the rear. They passed through the second room and out into the open, rushing to the field behind the building. The flames expanded rapidly, licking out the windows and enveloping the inside of the winery within minutes. A group of nearly a dozen women were already in the field, huddled together a short distance from the Centurion dropship, which was blocking Hayden's view of the Iroquois. They were dingy and ragged and bruised. A few were bleeding from open cuts, but they were alive.
"Rosa Colombo," Hayden said, approaching them with Bach still cradled in his arms. "Do any of you know Rosa Colombo?"
The women were silent for a few seconds. Then one of them emerged from the group, a petite, olive-skinned woman in a short nightgown.
"I'm Rosa Colombo."
"I'm Sheriff Hayden Duke of the United Western Territories."
He could almost feel the entire group of women relax slightly at the mention of his name.
"Your husband Josiah told me about this place, and that you were taken. I came here looking for you."
Rosa shook her head.
"No, senor. I'm sorry, but that's not possible. Josiah is dead."
Hayden glanced at Hicks before looking back at Rosa.
"No," Hicks said. "He said his name was Josiah Colombo, about this tall, brown hair, brown eyes. Similar complexion to you. He described you perfectly."
Rosa continued shaking her head.
"That sounds like Josias, but I'm very sorry that cannot be. 3 days ago, a man came to our farm. He murdered my husband and took me. He didn't say why, but he brought me to these animals. They told me if I didn't do what they said, they would torture me. I saw other girls who tried to resist."
Tears welled in her eyes.
"Josias is dead. I watched the man cut his throat. I watched him bleed to death in the grass."
Hayden stared at her.
"If Josias was dead, who was the person in Sanisco claiming to be Josias? And who also looked just like Josias?"
"Axon," Nathan said.
A chill ran down Hayden's spine. If Nathan was right, everything had just become much more complicated. Why would an Axon lead him into a Relia trap? Were the Axon and Relia working together now? That didn't seem possible.
"Nathan, how did you know where to find me?"
"We did a flyby of Sanisco before we came up this way," Nathan replied. "Your people told me where you were. I think your city is fine, Hayden. For now, anyway."
"For now?"
Jackson asked.
"If there's an Axon in Sanisco, then nothing's fine," Hayden said. "It got me out of there for a reason."
"I think you should talk to Caleb," Nathan replied, "on the way back to Sanisco."
"Pause," Hayden agreed.
"How many can you take in the ship?"
"We've got space for all of them, but I think they're better off here."
"You expect the creatures that attacked Edenrise to attack Sanisco?"
"I think it's inevitable. My guess is the only reason they haven't is because you found their nest before they all hatched."
"We need to warn them," Hicks said. "We need to get them ready to fight."
Hayden activated his comm.
"Bronson."
"Yes, Sheriff,"
the pilot replied.
"Try to get HQ on the line."
"Roger, stand by."
"You aren't going to leave us out here, are you, Sheriff?"
one of the women asked.
"We don't even have any clothes. We're not safe out here,"
another one said.
"You aren't safe with us either," Hayden replied.
"They can come back to my farm," Rosa said. "I have shelter there."
"Can you give us a gun at least?"
the first woman said.
I'll do one better, Hayden replied. Jackson, how's your ankle?
What's wrong with my ankle?
Jackson replied with a smirk.
I want you and Ivanov to stay with the group. Bring them back to Rose's farm, make sure everything's clear, and then call Bronson for pickup.
Roger, Sheriff,
Jackson and Ivanov said.
Sheriff, Bronson said, the connection's choppy here. I'm getting a link, which means the antenna's up and the equipment is active. It's probably just interference from the hills.
I can get us there in no time, Nathan said. But we need to move.
Hayden nodded.
Jackson, Ivanov, get these people to safety. Miss Columbo, I'm very sorry about Josias. I'll get to the bottom of this, I promise.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Hayden turned to Nathan.
Let's go.